Hello, everybody. It's Daniel here, and welcome to Emotional English Podcast episode, another podcast where we learn in English language effortlessly, emotionally, full filled with energy, and of course, positively. Welcome, welcome, everybody. And today I've prepared another podcast about emotional moral story for you guys. So it's another emotional moral story when we discuss a great story about the dog at the well. So this story I've got from the website, very popular website, which I use for these little mini stories, momlovesbest.com. And what the goal is for today, I want to read this little mini story and discuss the new vocabulary here and learn something, something useful for ourselves, right? So something what can help us to live life better, smarter, and in a, let's say, in a good way, right? So I will read the story paragraph by paragraph, and I'll discuss some ideas, some thoughts, and some new vocabulary after I'm finishing it, okay? So, and then in the end of this mini story, I can ask you some questions related to this story, and you will help me to find the answer. Okie dokie, so let's begin. So we start from the first paragraph. So this story has four paragraphs and then one moral idea. So let's go and let's begin then, right? A mother dog and her pups lived on a farm. There was a well on their farm, and the mother dog always told her pups never to go near or play around it. All right. So there was a mommy dog, a very big dog, right? And her pups. Pups, it's the same as puppies, and they all lived on a farm, right? Farm, it's a location, it's a place where you can plant different crops, when you can plant food, right? And there are a lot of animals on a farm. And there was a mother dog and there were her little puppies or pups. Pups, they all lived on a farm. And there was a well on their farm. So, well, it's a location, it's a place where you can get some water, right? So it's like a big, big hole. And inside of this hole, you can get a bucket of water. And, you know, during the old style or old fashioned techniques, you have this well with a big metal chain and bucket in the end. So you put this bucket with a chain to this, you know, deep well, and you're taking or you're getting some water out of it, right? So the mother dog always told her pups, her puppies, never to go near or play around it. So there was a rule from the mother dog. What was the rule? The rule was always, mommy was always kind of telling her pups never to go near or play around the well, right? There was a well, and mommy, you know, didn't want her puppies to play around the well. So that was the rule. It was prohibited to play near the well. So prohibited means kind of restricted. So there was a rule, and mommy was taking care of this rule. She was controlling it. And we go to the paragraph number two. One day, one of the pups was overcome by curiosity, wondering why they weren't allowed to go near the well. And he decided he wanted to explore it. So this is the paragraph number two. So one day, one of the puppies, of the pups, was overcome by curiosity. What does it mean, curiosity? When you overcome by curiosity, you have many, many, many questions inside of your mind. So you're asking, why? Why do I live? Because you're curious. So when you call When you see a person who is asking many, many questions, you can call this person curious person. So, and why is he asking these questions? Because he or she overcome by curiosity, okay? So if you are asking, mommy, why the sea is on the south, right? It's a curious question, right? So you're just asking out of curiosity or by curiosity. You overcome by curiosity. You really want to ask the question when you really want to know an answer, right? So, and little kids, they are curious as that beautiful puppy or pup. So one day, one of the pup was overcome by curiosity and he was wondering. Wondering, it means thinking. And thinking kind of deeply, I would say, right? So when you're wondering, you just want to know the answer. So when you're curious, you are wondering a lot. Like, oh, why do I live? What is the point of life? Why should I go to work and make money? You know, you're just wondering. You're asking yourself many questions. You're thinking about things. And one of the puppies was very curious. And the puppy was wondering why they... The puppies weren't allowed to go near the well. When you're not allowed of something to do something or to go somewhere, it means there is a restriction. There is a rule not to do this. So when you're not allowed to kill people, it means that there is a rule, you know, to avoid killing, right? So this is the idea of allowing or not allowing. For when you see a red light on the traffic lights, right, on the traffic light. So you are not allowed to go. When you see the green light, you are allowed to go. So you can drive easily, no problem. The same with pedestrian zone. So pedestrian zone, it's a location when you crossing the zebra. So this pedestrian zone, you allowed to go, you know, from one side to another when you see the green light. When you see the red light, you're not allowed to go. So there was, because there is a rule, right? And there was a rule in the story. So there was a rule by the mom, right? The mom made a rule so that the puppies or pups cannot go near the well, cannot play there, cannot walk there. So they weren't allowed to go near the well. And you remember what well is? This stony thing where people get the water from. So, and this little puppy decided he wanted to explore it. He wanted to explore the well. So he wanted to break the rule. Okay. So who was kind of curious and who wanted to break the rule and explore the well? One puppy, right? One puppy, one pup was overcome by curiosity. He was wondering why they weren't allowed to go near the well. And he decided he wanted to break the rule, right? To explore the well. And we go to the paragraph number 3. So the puppy went down to the well and climbed up the wall to peek inside. He saw his reflection in the well water. But though it was another dog, he thought it was another dog. So the little pup got angry when his reflection imitated him. So he decided to fight it. Okay, so let's go step by step again. He went down to the well, right? And climbed up. So two actions, right? He went down to the well. First, he was walking to the well. He went down there. And then he climbed it. He climbed it. When you're climbing, you kind of going up, right? Holding bricks or stones. And you're climbing up. You know, climbers, they trying to climb up to the mountain or somewhere else, right? To the wall. So he climbed up the wall of this well. To peek inside. What does it mean to peek? To peek inside. So in this context, it means, little doggy, he wanted to look inside of this well, right? So he climbed up and he climbed up for a reason to peek inside, to check what's going on there. So he saw his reflection. What does it mean, reflection? Reflection, it's something what you see in the mirror, right? And you know that the water has the same reflection as a mirror, right? When you look at the water, so you see yourself. You see the reflection of yourself, right? And he saw his reflection, his copy inside of the water, on the top, right, of the water. So, he saw his reflection in the well water, but this puppy thought it was another dog. So when you're just young, right, you don't understand that reflection, it is your reflection. It's not someone else. And the reflection copies yourself. And so the dog saw the reflection and the dog thought that it was another dog. The puppy thought it was another dog. So, and the little puppy got angry, like, ah, this is another puppy and he's doing the same thing as me. So, and this little pup got angry, like, I got so angry, so furious probably. And he got angry when his reflection imitated him. So he decided to fight it. So reflection imitates you because it is you. It is you. It is, you see yourself, and when you change the posture, so this reflection changes the posture as well, because it's your reflection, right? It's your copy, and it's just copying, imitating your moves, right? And the doggy, the little puppy, decided to fight the reflection. So he decided to fight the reflection. So who decided to fight the reflection? The puppy, right? The puppy decided to fight the reflection. Where the puppy climbed up? He climbed up to the wall, right? To the wall for a reason. Do you remember what was the reason why the puppy climbed up to the wall? Because he was very curious. The puppy was very curious. He wanted to peek inside. He wanted to look inside. So he saw something inside of the well. What was it? It was a reflection. You're right. It was a reflection. It was his own copy, like in the mirror, you know? So, and the water has the same, possibility to reflect something. All right? So, and he thought it was another dog, right? So little puppy thought that it was another dog in the well reflecting to himself, to his own eyes, right? So that's what it is. And he decided to do something with that dog. What he decided to do, he decided to fight it. He decided to fight that bad dog, right? That was the end of the third paragraph. And we go to the paragraph number 4. The little pup jumped into the well only to find there was no dog. Yeah, he began to bark and bark until the farmer came to rescue him. The pup had learned his lesson and never returned to the well again. So the little pup jumped into the well only to find there was no dog, right? So little pup jumped into the well for a reason, right? Because he thought the reflection is in another dog, right? Only to find there was no dog. So he found out that there was no dog. It was his own reflection. He realized that. So he began to bark, like, row, row, row. It's barking. So he began to bark, row, 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 row. He barked and barked and barked until the farmer came to rescue him. So he probably has been barking for a while. He has been barking. It means bark, 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 row, 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 for a while until the farmer came to rescue him. Yeah, he had been barking for a while. The puppy, had learned his lesson and never returned to the well again. So, do you remember what kind of lesson did he learn? I mean, the puppy learned the specific lesson. The puppy had learned the specific lesson. What was the lesson? The lesson was never go to the well, never prohibit the law. I mean, never break the law, right? So, if the law is prohibited, so it's better not to break it, right? So the pup had learned his lesson and he accepted an idea to never return to the well again. Why? Why he decided never return to the well again? He decided that because when he jumped into the well, he found out that there was no dog there. It was his own reflection. He realized that, and he decided that, yeah, that was kind of stupid action I did, right? So, and he began to do something. He began to be very, very noisy, right? What did he do? The puppy was barking, right? He had been barking a lot. He had been barking until the farmer came to rescue him, right? So the farmer had come and rescued the dog, right? And the puppy had learned his lesson. That's the end of the story. So, and what do you think? What is the lesson? What is the idea? What this kind of little story, what is the moral of the story, right? What this story is trying to teach us. And it teaches us very simple things. Always listen to what elders say and don't defy them. Always listen to what elders say and do not defy them. It means you need to listen to your mommy, your daddy, the elders, grandpa, grandma, and don't fight with them. Don't try to ignore what they're saying. Do not defy. This is a beautiful word, four letters, D-E-F-Y. It means openly resist or refuse to obey. When you're not obeying, when you're refusing to obey, when you are resisting someone's word or rules. So this is the definition of defy. So don't defy them, right? Don't defy your parents, your elders. It's better to listen to them. Elders, it's the people, it's the respectful way to say old people, right? Because they are smarter. Elders are smarter, right? So that's the moral of the story. I will read this mini story again just to revise and to connect all the dots together, to just refresh it in your mind. And then we will conclude and we will finish our today's episode. So, a mother dog and her pups lived on a farm. There was a well on their farm. The mother dog always told her pups never to go near or play around it. One day, one of the pups was overcome by curiosity, wondering why they weren't allowed to go near the well. And he decided he wanted to explore it. He went down to the well and climbed up the wall to peek inside. He saw his reflection in the well water, but thought it was another dog. The little pup got angry when his reflection imitated him, and so he decided to fight it. The little pup jumped into the well, only to find there was no dog. He began to bark and bark until the farmer came to rescue him. The pup had learned his lesson and never returned to the well again. This is the end of this beautiful mini story, and the moral of the story is, always listen to what elders say and don't defy them. That is all for today, guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening. It was a very short and nice and beautiful mini story. And please don't forget to learn English in a more efficient way. Do it repeatedly. Do it every day. Be happy while you're doing this. Listen to the more content in English. Use YouTube. Use different films, series, and be happy with your English process learning, right? With your English learning process, right? So take care, and I see you very soon. Bye-bye.